Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm your host, MG.
And I'm your other host, Red Bear.
We have two hosts on the show.
Whoa,
it's twice
crazy.
As good as all
and
the
you
other.
Didn't even have to pay extra
that's
for me.
That's it. In case you don't know, this is the show where we drop knowledge on you. That's knowledge in the way of reviews, news, opinions,
lots
music,
of those.
Logic
facts
even.
That we pass as
facts
opinions.
Facts and reason.
And the other way around.
Reasonable facts. Possible facts, even.
Possible. Oh, do you still have that notebook?
I think so. I had a list at one point, a notebook of all the possible facts, but I digress.
We'll get into that later.
We open the entire show with Bitcoin Baron by YT Cracker, and we will close the show with more songs. Maybe not
wow.
YT Cracker.
I'm glad that we have our stuff together here.
We have music. We're going to play the music. In case you're wondering, in case you're new to the show, we have all of our news reviews, all our comedy segments, all our skits, all the everything that we've done before. We've recorded them, we've packaged them, and we put them online on our website. Bear, what is the website?
Our website's over at exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We're also on social media. That's Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Steam Community, just all these places. You can go to exppoints.com/social to check all of those things out. But wait. There's more. We also have some gaming servers. If you go to exppoints.com/servers, we also have all of our stuff streamable online via Stitcher,
I love
iTunes,
being streamed.
And then directly from the website. So you can podcast us any way, which way you want. And if you want to donate money to the show, if you want to give back to us, specifically me, and I will by way give
yay.
Money.
Wait, why does the account sent to you?
Pat's on the back.
No one told me this.
That's my PayPal account. But if you want to show up and give money back, there's a PayPal donation link, and there's also a Patreon way to donate money to us where we do fun stuff on your behalf. You know, we bake a cupcake and we crush it with a spaceship saucer, flying saucer with your name on it, and we sing a song about you saving the day.
I would really like to do
in
that.
In an alien fortress.
For that person.
Made of Twinkies.
Yeah, because we can buy those again.
And since Easter just passed not too long ago, we could do it through with the Peeps. We can buy tons of overstock Peeps.
Yet another use for Peeps.
Yes, Peeps are... I saw Peeps in a vacuum, and it is crazy. It's just pretty much marshmallow, right? Marshmallow and sprinkles.
And whenever magic.
Whenever you put marshmallows and sprinkles or a little Peep duck or rabbit in a vacuum, it gets giant, and then it shrinks into itty-bitty tiny... like malformed, like just poor thing, Peep. So it was pretty crazy.
I have put them in the microwave with a toothpick and made them sword fight.
What?
You've never done
no,
that?
No, I've never done that.
It's fun.
I'm
you
sure there's a YouTube
sometimes.
Video.
See
about
how much
this.
Knowledge y'all are gaining.
We are gonna drop two songs on you. Come back, tell us about what we've done last week. This is "Endless Fantasy" by Anna Monoguchi, and we're gonna continue on with "Cartoons" by Dr. Awkward featuring MC Chris. This is a really good song.
I love that. I really do love that one.
We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
That was "Cartoons" by Dr. Awkward featuring MC Chris. Before that, "Endless Fantasy" by Anna Monoguchi. This is normally the segment where we talk about what we did last week, but instead we're going to talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do last week?
I was prepared. I was
such
prepared
a departure.
To tell you about what I did last
what
week.
What did you do last week, Bear?
Actually, not too much. I've actually been trying to figure that out. I'm pretty sure I was in a coma because I don't recall half my week.
Well, we were talking during the break about how it's almost as if this show occurs more than once a week because he always seems to run out of what he did. Like you didn't do enough.
I know I did things because I existed physically.
You know what you did?
What did I do?
Were an adult.
I'll probably try to forget that.
That means whatever you did is just an adult land.
Did go to the brew for the first time in a while.
Yeah. Did, you, did you get any farther on Pokemon?
I did a little bit, but the main thing I did was I watched a little bit of anime.
Yeah.
Two things in particular.
Not just anime, because I know what he's about to say. Not just anime.
We're going
to
get to that one. I did start watching a new series called ReZero on Crunchyroll, and I was like, man, I wonder how long it's been out.
Is it R-E-I?
No, R-E colon zero.
Oh, okay.
So ReZero.
It's a reply
actually came out
to the
this
zero
month.
Email.
It came out in the U.S. this month. Yeah,
okay.
Basically. The premise is this guy is teleported to this fantasy land, and it actually kind of makes fun of all, because that's a recent trend in anime. I don't know how often
you
keep up with modern. But yeah, and it makes fun of all of that and everything.
Nice.
But I did like this because it's not like it's an MMO or something. He's actually just in a different universe.
Okay.
And the premise is, for the first few episodes anyway, is that he dies and then restarts back at this one particular point. All right. He's kind of lost, confused. Anyway, it's a really cool anime. Kind of violent. Check it out. It's awesome.
Kind of violent.
I like violent.
10 out of 10. Watch again.
10 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, it's not. What's that? It's not quite on the level of Elfin Lied, but.
Oh man.
The other thing.
Or
I
like
watched,
Attack on Titan.
I have not watched Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Yeah. Once you start watching it, you just want to.
Speaking
finish
of
it.
Giant naked people, yeah. I also watched Nausicaa.
The Valley.
Yeah, and fantastic. By Studio Ghibli. That was amazing.
That is, I don't
it
know
was
if you know,
incredible.
But that is my
I'm actually
most favorite.
Learning this right now that yeah. it's his favorite.
This is my most favorite like
most
anime
favorite
movie.
I thought it was the one about the motorcycles.
Well, so Akira.
Yeah,
that's the thing. There's a lot of really favorite
movies. That was a really great
me.
One.
Like I really like Akira. I really like I like the Evangelion movies, like End of Evangelion. But Valley of the Wind is so.
It was incredible.
For what it is, for when it was made.
Oh, it holds up in my opinion.
It doesn't take any missteps, I feel like. It's super. And the message is great, whatever, nature and fine, whatever. The animation's fantastic. The voice acting is great. And if you watch a Blu-ray copy of that, oh, wow.
Yeah, you do have Admiral Adama and Patrick Stewart
in
there.
Edward James Olmos, Patrick Stewart. And then Uma Thurman.
So, the voice cast is amazing, and they didn't lose their budget on that.
No, and it's crazy when you think of it, like, that was produced, like, early 80s.
I will say, probably because they weren't as famous
I think it was, like, 1979, but it could be, like, 1981 or something.
Feel
free to fact check me if you want, but
anyway,
it is one of my favorite shows.
Favorite things ever, period.
Very cool.
So that's at least what I can remember doing last week.
That's the cap.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Wow.
So what did you do, MG?
So I also started a new series. I started rewatching Rick and Morty. And
how's that going?
I don't know, Rick. I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this. No,
I'm waiting for the next.
I love Rick and Morty because it is a super real show. I started watching Bob's Burgers.
You haven't watched Bob's Burgers?
I have not watched Bob's Burgers, and I'm catching it out of sequence, but I'm trying to go back and watch all of it before.
Yeah.
That's not actually what I wanted to. I love the voice. The main guy does Bob.
You know who that is.
Is it Patrick Warburton?
I actually don't know his name. I'm terrible at that, but he's Archer.
Yeah.
Which is why there's actually an Archer episode where Archer has a concussion and thinks he's Bob again and goes back to the burger shop. And
I haven't seen that yet.
Spoilers, you should go watch that.
It's the same guy that did that was in Home Movies or Home Videos or whatever. He was the
I'm
co-
sorry,
he's cooked
I have to
McGurk.
Stop you for a second.
What?
I had screenshotted the name of Nausicaa of the Valley, and I was trying to go see when it was dated, and I kept clicking the screenshot.
Nice.
So, guys,
that's
know
not
how
pictures
technology
work.
Works.
That's not how pictures work.
Yeah.
So I started watching 11/22/63 with James Franco. It's a Stephen King adaptation by J.J. Abrams. It's a miniseries. It's Hulu exclusive. And it's about 8 episodes, and I've gotten past the first episode. And I only have watched the first episode because I don't know when I'm going to be able to fit in the next 7 or 8 hour block to watch the rest of them at one time. I think I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know if maybe I can sync up my phone and my computer and my TV.
No,
I don't have a TV in my bathroom. The show's fantastic. It's no spoilers here, but there's a time portal, a rabbit hole, if you will, in a diner. James Franco goes back and tries to stop the assassination of JFK. And it's super cool. Like, it's really great so far. Just all of the first episode sets everything up for the rest of the series. I guess that's a spoiler. That's what first episodes are supposed to do.
Wow. By the way, Nausicaa of the Valley, 11th of March, 1984.
1984?
Yeah.
So wow. I don't know what I was thinking
mid-80s.
Of. It was 1989.
It wasn't the 70s. It was the mid-80s.
All right. Well, whatever. Still,
worth it.
It's a while back. It's a while back.
The 80s were a bit ago.
And I think it was licensed for publication and production in America by Disney.
Yes.
I think
by Studio Ghibli.
Right, but I think it was produced. It was created by Studio Ghibli, but it was produced in America and marketed in America by Disney.
Okay. Well, doesn't.
I don't think Ghibli is owned by
Disney. I'm pretty sure they
do. I didn't think they did, but again, I've been.
I will try to fact check you again.
I was certainly a Miyazaki fan, Hayao Miyazaki, so I really enjoyed a lot of his movies. I didn't enjoy, I think Tales of Earthsea was his. I enjoy Kiki's Delivery Service.
I enjoyed
Princess Mononoke. That's a fantastic movie.
Another good one, yes.
Again, I don't think there's any missteps in that movie. And it's got like Billy Bob Thornton and. I can't remember who the other person is, but somebody else is in there. No, I picked up 112263. I started playing Space Engineers again. I updated the Experience Point Space Engineers server. If you want to play on that server, you have to be part of the Steam community. But again, there's no requirements to join. You just join. We'll approve you. You know, we're trying to build the community out. But I started building. I started turning on cargo ships and just, you know, going through in creative mode. So, you know, it's just exploration, just for fun. Built a really fast ship, cruising along in the atmosphere. I started on like the moon. I go to Earth. I find all this crazy stuff, and that's when it hits me that all the nice stuff about Space Engineers that's not relating to the building, not related to the engineering part.
Disney is the sole distributor.
Distributor. Okay, so yeah. they
so they're an independent company, but Disney's the sole distributor in the United States.
Okay, so nobody's going to give to produce, to put it on a disc except Disney.
Yeah,
okay.
In the United States. Whenever you see a Studio Ghibli film in the U.S., it came through Disney.
It came through Disney. All right.
So they do none of the working, reap all of the profits.
Yes. Well, no, it's really crazy. I remember I watched a documentary a while back. I can't remember the name of the documentary, but the gist of it was that the Japanese anime creator market, like the entire ecosystem that they live in, they get paid nothing almost to do all of the work that they do. They don't get paid near about as much as all of the animators and creators in the States do. It's ridiculous that some of the most recognizable, and I guess really now, you know, there's a few different genres of animation. Anime is one of them. Japanese or Japanimation or whatever you're going to call it. It seems like such like a
tonight
on News 5, you know, we're talking about Japanimation. Like
what are your crazy kids saying?
It seems like something that people don't understand, but they're going to call
it. Don't
you
love how that comes out every couple of years?
Yeah, where they don't understand it, yet they have a news review or news segment on it.
Yeah.
We don't do
but
that.
But what teenagers
certainly
are using is lingo.
Right. Now to
Netflix
the Matrix.
Netflix and chill, guys.
Netflix and chill, guys. No, I played Space Engineers, and I realized that all the nice things about Space Engineers, with the exception of building the ships, that is effectively what I'm going to be experiencing soon in No Man's Sky. The exploration and everything that I really want to do in Space Engineers, that it's not necessarily built for, but it certainly has in it. Mm-hmm. May not be up to par as what, you know, No Man's Sky is going to provide, but I'm experiencing it so good. It was just so fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I played a game, Super Hot.
Super hot.
It comes off like a weird tech demo in some like immersive sort of system.
Oh my god, I want a meta game that is a tech demo, but then it breaks, and then that's part of the game.
This is sort of it.
Okay.
The game has you sitting at a terminal, you know, looking at your computer. Somebody chats to you saying, "Hey, I have this really cool thing from this company. Here's the executable before they patch it. Play a little bit of it." So it's almost like it's a pirated game, like when you're playing it. When you play it, the neat thing is that you're just a guy with a gun. Everything's like white landscape, no textures on the landscape, and these red glass people are coming at you. The trick is they're moving incredibly slow, almost not even moving. They move when you move. So bullets, everything happens.
There used to be a robot game like that. In 2D.
Really?
Yeah. It would take steps towards you every time you moved, and you had to, like, teleport and do different things.
Oh, I was like a turn-based game?
Basically, yeah. It's an old game in, like, the 90s.
This is really great because you can throw your weapon or shoot in front of them and then kind of dodge to the side or whatever and make them sort of dodge you and run into your bullet. So you sort of become Neo from the Matrix.
It sounds like an updated version of that
game.
It
starts really, really, really slow. Like, it starts, like, one person in a hallway. Bam. All right, you've learned a mechanic. You know, you keep doing that, you learn mechanics. Yeah. There's no tutorial. It's sort of just, I guess, the first five or six levels are the tutorials. After a while, though, you get to the part where you're surrounded, like in a mob scene, and you're, like, punching people, and you punch somebody, they drop their bat, you catch it in midair, hit another guy, throw the bat at him while he's kind of stunned, you punch him twice in the face. It's this really awesome experience. That I was very thankful. It's not very expensive. It's on Good Old Games. You can check that out if you're interested. And on top of all that, I did find time to cut my grass this
weekend.
Wow.
You adulted.
I adulted pretty hard. We are going to cut two songs.
We're
going to come back. We're going to talk about some news in the gaming community. This is Lamentations of a War Machine by the Megas and Keywords and Dubstep by Professor Shy Guy. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still experience points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Keywords and Dubstep by Professor Shy Guy. Before that, Lamentations of a War Machine by the Megas.
Pretty
depressing song right there, actually.
I hope you like them.
It's literally, I interpret that as Mega Man going like, did I do the right thing? I think I didn't do the right thing. Why did you do this to me, Dad? Why? It's like just daddy troubles. But then you realize, like, not only is it daddy troubles, it's also an identity issue because you're a robot. Your brother did not do so well, you know, in the classic Mega Man lore.
Right.
So, I mean, whatever. Anyway.
Poor Mega Man.
Let's talk about whitewashing. No.
What a segue.
What a segue.
Robots whitewashing.
Mega Man was white.
Yep.
Well, he was blue, but... And then he was red, and then he was green, okay. And then he was orange, and then he was yellow. Anyway.
Wow.
So, Scarlett Johansson.
Is very white.
She.
I will agree.
She's of Avenger and Under the Skin and... Oh, what else is she? Was she in the Queen and the Huntsman movie, Snow White and the Huntsman? Was she the queen
know.
Or something?
I'm not gonna pretend to know.
I just remember she's so, in a probably. Lot of Lucy. She was in movies, Lucy. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson, pretty awesome,
awesome
action actress,
yeah,
you know.
White.
She was the voice in Her. She was the voice in Her. She was the AI voice.
Yeah, she was.
Well, recently, I think in December, late or early December, it was reported that Scarlett Johansson was going to be reprising the role of Major Motoko Kusanagi from the Ghost in the Shell anime series adaptation to live action film.
Yeah. Which is weird.
It's a little weird. Not in that... We recently got like the first look at what she was going to look like. Black hair, green, you know, military fatigue sort of thing. And it's not that she doesn't look like she can do it. It doesn't look...
It's
one of those things,
not.
I want to be very clear whenever I say that, in my opinion,
she's Scarlett Johansson. She
can pull it off, in my opinion, yeah. But the question...
But the point is, why?
Or should they even, you know? Like, there's been this thing going around the internet for a very long time. There was Weta kind of CG mock-ups of the Evangelion live-action movie. And if they ever did an Evangelion live-action movie, there were so many proposed actors. They were all white. They were all these just super white, like Smash Mouth white, like super.
Smash Mouth
yeah, well,
white.
You know, you know what I mean. Like there are actors out there that are, you know, Asian American or African American or whatever, and they fit the bill for what these actors are need to do, I guess, to kind of portray these characters in the shows or in these movies. And I know that's a big thing since, what were we talking about, the Oscars recently?
I think it was the Oscars.
It was a big thing since
I don't know my award ceremony.
Since the award ceremony where all the people that weren't white got angry.
Basically, because they weren't recognized.
Right, they felt like they weren't being recognized. And
yeah, this is a major problem that Hollywood obviously has. And
yeah, I know.
I don't
even
understand why
they're
doing it.
I can't remember what it was. It was about a dictator or a war general, in like some crazy Africa. I think it was Africa, like or one of the African country or one of the African provinces or whatever. And it had I can't remember who it was.
Man, you remember a lot about this film.
Well, he's the guy that he was the guy that was in Pacific Rim, like the commander guy in Pacific Rim.
Was don't ask me. I'm the
anyway,
worst with
whatever
names.
His name is, it
fun,
was awesome. It was super super nice. It was like a super graphic film. Like, you know, don't watch it with your kids, but unless your kids are like my age. But thank you for your continued support to Experience Points.
Yeah, really.
But no, so I felt that. If I felt that I wasn't getting recognized for something that I put my heart and soul in and got incredible reviews with and was one of the best movies of the year, nominated for best movies of the year, and I felt underappreciated, you know, I can understand that underappreciation. I can sympathize with them.
And then there's the whole thing with replacing characters who aren't white
in
all of their media,
just to
in
do
all
it.
Their canon media.
There are plenty of, and that's why I think Pacific Rim did a really good job as sort of this tour de force of a, look, we have a very diverse cast.
Yeah.
Because Guillermo del Toro.
By definition Guillermo of what it was.
Guillermo del Toro. It was G Gundam. That's what it was. It was G Gundam meets Godzilla.
It was literally. By the way, it's amazing.
It's really good.
I think
they're doing two more Pacific Rims.
Oh my God, just killed me. So I love everything.
I might go watch Pacific Rim.
I've been
Rim
having
tonight.
Kind of crappy day, and now I love everything.
You're going to Pacific Rim to later tonight.
Oh my God. We should. Can we do that?
But no, so Guillermo del Toro, you know, is a really good director, and I think he's. was he from Honduras or Spain?
I don't know where people come from.
Well, Guillermo.
They just end up in my theater.
Anyway, there you go. So he had a very
They
had a very nice sort of varietous cast. There's no reason that Scarlett Johansson shouldn't be Motoko Kusanagi, except that there are plenty of other Asian American or Asian.
If
that
you couldn't find an Asian individual to play them,
right?
Or, you could go Scarlett Johansson.
If it was going to be a Japanese only. That's my thing. Like, there are some fantastic movies, Japanese only movies and Indian only movies that, you know, yeah, okay, it's not in English. And we would unfortunately have to suffer a terrible dub.
Or a sub.
But the
learn to read.
I guess the issue is we're never going to see a giant, like something like Raid or Raid 2. We're never going to see movies like action movies like that. Or yeah. Old Boy. Before it was. The guy who plays Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy.
We were obviously
Josh Brolin.
Oh, good job.
Before it was Josh Brolin and the new version of Old Boy, we would have never seen the old version of Old Boy in American theaters. The foreign film in American theaters. We'd have seen it in a small place. We wouldn't have seen it in a big blockbuster type, you know, very widespread show. So the fact that they're casting Scarlett Johansson, that's because they want to rake in the people that are already a Captain America or an Iron Man type of fandom.
I get the business points.
They want to do it from the business point. My thing was
it does come off as little.
You didn't need to.
Yeah.
I don't feel you need to. Do you know how big Ghost in the Shell is? Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
The original Ghost in the Shell movie, the sequel, Arise and Arise 2, the new Ghost in the Shell movie, the Gits and the Gits standalone complex series,
yeah.
the made for TV show, and I think they're redoing the series again at some point. And it's Shiro
like
Masamune, okay? Shiro Masamune, everything he writes, Appleseed, Ghost in the Shell, I can't remember the other one.
We're on top of it today, guys.
They are just fantastic works of art. They are graphic.
Oh,
they are fantastic. And the fact that I can't remember who directed the first Ghost in the Shell movie, the original, the one that they remade. They actually remade it, Ghost in the Shell 2.0, which I wouldn't watch that one. Just watch the original one, the one that came out in 98, I think. Well worth it. Super great. It stands up so well today as both a testament to animation, with and without CG, with and without computer aid, and a testament to how to tell a generally good story. The fact that they're putting Scarlett Johansson in it, you know, that's cool. I get it. You're trying to get the people who normally wouldn't have gone and seen Ghost in the Shell. But remember, and this is just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, correct me if you feel differently.
Oh, I'll correct you.
I don't know that that's something you want to do with such a big, well-loved franchise. I'm not sure that you want to twist it to be more acceptable for a wider audience for something this big, because you might get one movie out of it, and then all the people that wanted to go see it for what they thought it was, and all the people that wanted to go see it before what you wanted it to be, for what the producers wanted it to be, some of those people are only going to see it once. They're only going to see it that one movie. They're not going to buy the DVD or the Blu-ray. They're not going to watch it on Netflix. They're not going to have the cult following behind it. And if you make a sequel, which you probably will because there's a lot of money in Hollywood, they're not going to go see it. They know what you did to the first one. They're not going to see the second one.
Yeah, no,
and that sucks because you know,
that's fair.
For more,
what are we saying? Scarlett Johansson, good actress, bad choice.
Good actress, not necessarily a bad choice.
I feel like that's not. Go ahead.
I would have certainly liked to see. I would like to see the lineup of actresses that they could have chosen.
I would love to see who they rejected.
I would love to see, and I'm not gonna say Chow Yun Fat. Not Chow Yun Fat. Who is it? The guy who played in.
Good today.
Sean William Scott. I think Kung Fu Monk or Bulletproof Monk, maybe. I would love to see who they choose as Bato or who they would choose to be, you know, any of the people. Like, you can, the animation wasn't so generic. You can hold up a picture of this is the person we need to find. There are people, there are actors out there, white,
right.
Asian American, African American, there are people out there that fit that bill. And with prosthetics, that's another thing. If there's like a little difference or even a great span, if you could find the right person to embody that character. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Scarlett Johansson's a bad actress. I'm not saying that I'm not super excited despite the fact that everyone seems to be upset about her being cast. I'm not. I'm still super excited about seeing this movie. I will see this movie.
Oh, yeah, I will too. I just think it was a poor decision.
Well, it's going to be really weird if she's the only non-Asian actor.
That is going to be really weird.
You know, it needs to be. It's almost like whenever they did what was the game? Deus Ex Human Revolution. Whenever they made Deus Ex Human Revolution, several places took several parts of the game took place in China, Hong Kong, or whatever.
Yes.
It's as if all of the game characters would have been like generic, like white European descent,
that would have been
sort
odd.
Of. Right? But they weren't. You know?
They were not.
And it's called immersion. That's the big deal here. It's called immersion. Ghost in the Shell takes place in Japan, takes place in techno slum Japan. Just understand that and build your universe around the location. Yeah. There aren't Japan isn't fully staffed with, you know, fully inhabited by people that are only Japanese. You know, there are tons of different varieties
but
of people.
But you're probably more likely to see Japanese people there.
Right. And all the people in the anime were Japanese. There were several people that weren't. And that's why, kind of to tie it back to Neon Genesis, that's where I kind of get thrown off, was because the anime was full of a variety of types of people. There were people from Germany, people from America, there were people from, you know, Japan, obviously, there were people from Europe. There was people from all around. And in the animated movie, there was even the American release, the one that was released in America, not the rebuilds, though I'm sure they did it as well. There were segments of audio in there that were in Japanese because that's what the immersion called for.
Right.
That's what built the universe out. So just build the universe out. I don't know who is in charge. I can't remember who, whether it's DreamWorks. I think it's DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks.
Just build the universe out. And don't put any of those stupid Shrek and and Kung Fu Panda DreamWorks faces. You know the ones I'm talking about, the ones in Madagascar. You better not use any stupid CG to put that stupid... I can't even do the face.
Stop punching.
There's eight like DreamWorks faces. You have to look it up. It's really funny.
Wow, I think I will.
Something that's not very funny is that Gamefront is dead.
That is not very funny.
Those that don't know Gamefront will be
worse at these segments.
They'll be really clueless on this one. Gamefront, for a long time, had been the place to get mods and patches for a ton of games. It's been around since 99.
Which I didn't even realize it had been around that long.
It was originally called File Leech. And
right.
It was where demos lived. It was just so great. It was bought by Defy Media, and they announced in a post 2 days ago that they are closing it April 30th. And so Game Trailers, which actually I know Game Trailers very well.
Yeah.
Game Trailers closed in February. I was not aware of that because YouTube is so big now, and you can get every game trailer you want on YouTube. They closed Game Trailers
until the auto protection blocks.
Well, yeah, until they block themselves. Yeah. So this is kind of frustrating. Gamasutra actually talked to one of the original sort of Gamefront admins or community leaders, and they were saying that they're trying to broker a deal with Defy Media saying, hey, can we get the files and can we get the forum post and sort of archive it so that we can have that stuff and kind of post it on an archive site. And they said, don't hold your breath. You know, it's chances are really slim that that's going to happen. Which is unfortunate because
it's really crappy.
You know, last show, like, we talked about WoW or
that
Blizzard.
Was old community.
Right. Blizzard shutting down an entire classic server, vanilla WoW server, which was a giant community, you know, several thousand people that sort of.
Yeah, over 100,000.
Well, 100,000 registered users, but.
Over 100,000 that were active.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We'll go with those numbers. Think. You remember
believe
it better
me,
than I do.
Believe me. I don't lie about anything.
It's just, it's unfortunate that sort of that community is kind of crushed in a way.
I mean, it would be, I guess, like most people if they just suddenly, if Microsoft bought Facebook and turned it off.
Oh,
and
man.
And wouldn't give you the archives.
And wouldn't give you any of your photos or videos saying that it's Facebook's data, and now we're Facebook, so it's our data.
Yeah, I mean, Google did that to me, so I'm not salty.
You still don't own a PlayStation 4 yet. And
no,
you might want to wait.
And I've heard to wait. I also don't own like more than one pair of pants, so
you might want to wait on that too. Technology's
technology,
always getting
we
better, man.
Need pants in the future.
You might be able
I
to.
I can't wait till the day I don't have to wear pants to work.
Pantsless future. It sounds like some like indie album. We didn't
dibs on that title, by the way.
We pantsless
called
future.
It. Called it. Matt Ross called it.
We didn't talk about it last week because. We didn't have any real hard data other than just like, hey, this thing's happening and we want to talk about it, but we can't really talk about it.
Is that like your hipster voice?
No, this is the, we have something, I know something you don't know, but I really don't know anything about the thing that I don't know about. So we know more about the PS4, the new version coming out. It's going to be called the Neo, or it's under the working title Neo. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
There are some people who don't get that reference because
that's disturbing.
They were born after,
Shh.
Anyway. Anyway, They originally called the PS 4.5 or 4.5. It is a new version of the PS 4 that's coming out. Sony is saying it's called the Neo, or at least working title the Neo, and it's got higher clock speeds, better memory, faster this, faster that. We actually have a little bit more information. So the original PS 4 had eight Jaguar cores, so they're AMD processors at 1.6 gigahertz. That's the speed.
This
so
is how AMD
the higher the higher that number, the faster everything goes. The new version of the PS 4. Still going to have eight cores, but at 2.1 gigahertz. So that's a 0.5, that's half a gigahertz higher per core, which means you've got 4 gigahertz more aggregate, four or half times eight, four, than the PS4, the original version of the PS4. So CPU handles things like physics sometimes. Sometimes it handles just brokering data between memory and the GPU. Sometimes it just holds information and waits or processes information from the RAM that you know your game needs, so logic and things like that. GPU, these are the things, the graphics card pretty much, the things that drive your fidelity, the images. The original PS4 had an AMD GCN. I don't know what that means. With 18,
I don't either. It's AMD.
We're Nvidia.
Again, console's the only way that AMD survives.
AMD GCNs with 18 computational units running at 800 megahertz. Again, megahertz, gigahertz, those are speeds. The new one's going to have a better GCN with 36, so it's going to double the number of computation units at 911 megahertz. So 111 megahertz increase per unit. So we get. I can't even do that math. That math's impossible. 18 times.
I don't think that's 18, an accurate assessment.
Yeah, 18 times 111 that's in addition
not
to the other.
Impossible math.
Memory.
I'm not doing
we
it.
We have 8 gigs of GDDR5 RAM that were 17 gigabytes a second. Now we've got 8 gigabytes of GDDR5, so we didn't get more RAM. We just got faster. This is 218 gigabytes.
Seems
a
lot
second.
About this update is it's not more, it's faster.
It's not more, it's faster.
Which is
except
still
for
good.
The GPU. The GPU has twice as many units, but the reason is because the new one, the Neo, will actually push 4K.
Cool.
So 4K, 6D, not really 6D, I just made that up.
What?
it'll put 3D inside your 3D. No, it really won't. The hard thing to imagine was we remember like the Nintendo 64 with the expansion
right,
bay.
Yeah.
If you didn't have it, you couldn't play some games. It was required to play some games. Some you could play without.
I know you could play GoldenEye, but it lagged like
it crazy. It wasn't the quality experience they expected.
Right.
You were segregating your gamer base. Some needed to you needed to buy this thing in order to have it. That's not what they're doing here. Sony has said October 16th there's a deadline. You're not going to be able to produce a game that does not have a Neo only or that, I'm sorry that only has a Neo only mode.
Right.
So you cannot segregate your player base by the games and the consoles that they have. If it's PS4, there must be a PS4 base version and a PS4 Neo version. You cannot have a Neo only version, and whenever you're playing online, the experience must be compatible with both versions. You can't segregate them online either. And if you have an older title, like, I don't know, Uncharted 4, well, it's not out yet, but Ratchet & Clank, the new version of Ratchet & Clank that just came out, the re-release, if that wanted to be 4K, they could release, Insomniac could release a patch to add 4K to it.
But that's
and
not required.
Everybody that previously bought it gets that patch.
Right.
So,
but that's not a requirement.
That's not a requirement, no. Which is really cool that they're doing this. I actually might get that. Honestly, I don't think if I ever buy, I'll buy a new TV in the future. But when I buy a new TV in the future, there's no reason to not get a 4K TV. And the only reason I haven't bought a 4K TV yet is because none of the consoles I have do 4K. The only
thing there's not much content for 4K yet.
No, but if they start doing video games can make really good use of 4K. You know, I feel like there's a lot more that they could do.
Yeah.
Even the fidelity in like menus, you know, the graininess in menus can virtually go away. And if that's just a texture scale up or a texture change
right.
to allow base and Neo versions of games to go, that's fantastic.
That
I love
really
that
nice.
Idea. Real quick, and then we're gonna cut to a song. We're gonna come back and leave.
They're making that picture.
I'm holding the picture of Rita Repulsa from the new Power Rangers movie. This is Elizabeth Banks that got cast a while back. And we just got the first picture of Elizabeth Banks in the Rita Repulsa costume. And it just looks good, in my opinion.
I think it looks fantastic.
It looks very sexy. I'll say that.
It does.
It's
it
sexualized.
Looks sexy. It looks more a lot more hardcore than Power Rangers I remember.
Yeah. We've got a comparison shot.
A lot more serious.
We've got a comparison shot of Elizabeth Banks and the 90s version of Rita Repulsa. This is still a ways off, though. Like, the remake's coming out March of next year.
Right.
So, I mean, we've got a year almost exactly to wait for this to come out. But I am loving this Elizabeth Banks. She looks
hanging
grim
on your wall tonight.
She looked grim. She looks dark. She looks like, it looks like a mix between Aquaman, like the new Jason Momoa Aquaman, Stargate Atlantis.
There's some Borg in there.
And Borg from Stargate Next Generation. It's
Stargate the Next Generation.
Sorry, Star Trek Next Generation.
Wow.
My B.
If anyone caught that, I owe you a beer.
My B. Sorry, everybody. We're going to end the show because we are all out of time. Every week, man.
It happens.
Every week it happens.
It's crazy.
But you know what? Like, we're not going to leave you without some more information. We have a website, Bear. What's that website?
Get the website up, exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on social media. That's exppoints.com/social. Go there, check out all the things. Remember, exppoints.com/servers, all our game servers that we have. If it's not online, send me an email, chat on the site, do something like that. We have ways to donate money, PayPal, Patreon. We have ways to stream us on the site, iTunes, and Stitcher for all you Android people. Yeah, Android Nation. We're going to leave you with Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles. Catch us next week, next Wednesday. We'll be here again, 9 to 10. Sometimes the show gets pushed a little bit, though,
what?
I found.
What?
Sometimes Sold Out starts a little later, and as a result, it pushes us until like 9:30. But that means that we still get our hour show, so we're burning the late.
Stick around,
just
we'll
play,
show up.
Play games.
You're gamers,
start
right?
Playing games at 9, stream the show, and we'll come in whenever, just whatever. So,
yeah.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We are leaving you with Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles again. You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.